Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Pay Attention, Please, Hollywood Life's Real Housewives podcast. I'm Chris Rogers.
And I'm Eric Tedisco.
And we have quite a bit to talk about this week. A lot of Bravo news.
Always.
Coming at you, hot off a new episode of Real Housewives of Miami. But before we get to that, I think we should start with Kyle Richards and Reza from Shaws of Sunset, their bizarre and unexpected feud.
The most random feud.
Yeah, so random. Not on my bingo card for 2023, no. But I definitely, I love it. I mean, I saw like other Bravo celebs chiming in. Melissa Gorga was like, get them on Squash That Beef at BravoCon next year. We'll see if it lasts that long. But basically, I just want to talk about what was said, and what was said was Reza was on Watch What Happens Live. He had just come off starring on Peacock's new show, Traitors, which is really good.
So good. Yeah. Recommends. I know that's not a Bravo technically, but
no,
10 out of 10.
Yeah. He was asked who the most overrated housewife is, and he took a while to think about it. But the answer he gave was Kyle Richards, which I think Andy was even surprised by that answer. What do you think of it, Eric?
I mean, I disagree personally. Like, I think Kyle is kind of the foundation of Beverly Hills. Like, yeah, she doesn't always get into like crazy chaotic fights, but I feel like she kind of exemplifies like what Housewives is. Like, she has a family, she has kids, like she has a nice lifestyle. Like, she has like, it seems like genuine friendships. Like, she's connected to a lot of the ladies. Like, I kind of feel like she is the one that holds Beverly Hills together. Yeah, and I don't think the show would function as much like without her. So I don't necessarily agree that she's like overrated. I don't really see that. I mean, he definitely picked someone that caused buzz about it. I mean, we're talking about it right now. Right. So clearly he did something right about how he delivered that. I mean, I definitely don't really agree, but I've always been a Kyle fan. So I don't know. And Reza, like, I don't know. He's not on the same level as her in terms of relevance, with all due respect to him. So.
Right. And I think his reasoning came behind his follow-up was that he wants LVP back on the show.
Right.
Mainly he wants really to see her kitchen, he said.
Yeah. And like, this is a whole other topic, but like, I really am not dying for LVP to come back. Like, I just don't even know if she would fit in with this group anymore. And like, she did stop filming because she was afraid of confessing to what she allegedly did or didn't, you know, do with Puppy Key and everything. Like, I don't need LVP back. That's just my opinion, but apparently Reza wants her back. And so clearly if he's team LVP, that means he's anti Kyle. Her response was basically like, screw you, your show got canceled, essentially. And he was, spoiler alert, he was out early in the Traitors. We'll just say that. So she did have a good response, but I mean, he had a good rebuttal back to her too. I guess he brought up, it was definitely it got a little nasty though. I mean, bringing up her sisters. I thought so. Like, you know, obviously everyone has an opinion about her, Kathy and Kim, because we've seen it play out on television for so long now. But I thought that was a little below the belt, especially like right now when she just had this situation with Kathy. It doesn't seem like she's in a good place with either one of her sisters. So a stupid comment on Watch What Happens Live that turned into this, it felt a little below the belt. It did.
Yeah, it started as a fun feud, got a little nasty. I'm curious to see where it goes from there. But speaking of Beverly Hills, Kyle was also spotted outside of a restaurant. I think it was in West Hollywood. TMZ caught her and Portia leaving a restaurant, and they asked her who she thinks should replace Lisa Rinna on the show. Obviously, Lisa's absence has created this huge hole in the show, in the cast. Erica was also spotted by TMZ, I think, a week prior. And Erica basically said, no one can fill Lisa's shoes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, she was complimenting her good friend, and a lot of fans feel the same way. But Kyle, I don't know if Kyle disagreed with that statement. TMZ was like, oh, Kyle disagrees, but I'm not sure that's really what she was saying. She kind of just said who she would like to see join mm-hmm. the cast, because they asked her who should replace Lisa. And her answer was Chrissy Teigen, which I think that name's been thrown around a few times over the past few seasons. I'm not sure if Kyle's the only one campaigning for that. I know that a few people, I think Andy has even said he'd love to see Chrissy on the show.
He did. And ironically, it was when LVP, the other Lisa, when LVP left, there were questions about, oh, who's going to replace, you know, LVP? Because that also left a big hole in the cast. And it was like, oh, I think they reporter had asked him if he would think Chrissy Teigen would be good for the show. And of course he said yes.
Right.
Is Chrissy Teigen going to join Real House of Beverly Hills? No.
Like, I also don't think
probably not going to happen.
I don't think
she just literally gave birth, like literally. And I just don't, she's too much like to lose. I mean, like, you see what happens when big stars go on these shows. I mean, like, didn't work out for Denise Richards. I think Chrissy is way too comfortable in her life. I mean, she's a huge Bravo fan, but I think she's content watching it from her couch than being on the show. Maybe I'm wrong. I just do not see that happening in any sense of the word.
I think you can make it work when you're a star. I mean, obviously Beverly Hills is the show that we have.
Yes.
Example. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one that has celebrities.
Yeah.
I think Garcelle's doing it really well. She has, she could potentially have a lot to lose. She's got a great career going.
Yeah.
I would say she's I was going to say the same level as Denise Richards, but she might be a little higher in the ranks, but she's doing it really well. I think she could have a lot to lose, but she's handling it well. So I could see Chrissy on the show. I just don't know if it feels right.
No.
We can't get in a territory, I feel like, where it's like the celebrity version of Real Housewives or something.
Exactly. That's what it would feel like. It would feel like they're just dropping her in there for like name recognition and just to like get attention on the show. Like, I don't think she's actually friends with like a single one of those people. I don't even know if she would like bring drama. I mean, like, she's a fascinating person and like, she has a very outgoing and outspoken personality, but I don't know if necessarily she would get down and dirty in the way that the show requires. And, you know, I'm sure she's going to go into it worried about what people are going to think about her. I mean, she does have a reputation to uphold, and same with her husband, who's even more famous than she is. So I think I just don't see it working. I don't know. I mean, potentially, but I don't see it. I kind of feel like Kyle was just throwing it out there as like a side person to almost like get them off her tail about it. And I just don't, again, it'll be interesting. I mean, I'm sure we're getting someone new. I mean, at this point, it seems like besides Lorena and Diana, the rest of the cast is coming back. I think we may have gotten an announcement by now. So it'll be interesting to see who they bring in. Do they do kind of a Sutton, someone that no one was familiar with that people ended up loving? Or do they go with Garcelle and Denise, someone who has name recognition that could draw people in? It'll be interesting. Did you see Lisa Rinna spoke out and she gave a lengthy interview to Interview Magazine? I didn't think that she would really do as quite an in-depth talk about, I mean, she talked about houses the entire time. So like that's something that they discussed. And I was kind of surprised that she did that because it doesn't seem like, obviously everything with her housewife experience seemed like it didn't end on a great note, but I actually liked that that was a smart move on her part to just speak out and just lay it all out there about everything. I thought that was interesting. It was a really engaging interview that I enjoyed going through.
Yeah, I did too. And certain things I took away from it was, it seems that she's insinuating that she's the one that really left the show.
Yeah.
She was not fired. I still wonder if it came down to maybe a salary dispute, because that was the rumor, and that she was asking for $2 million for the season and et cetera. She also said that a lot of it came down to just the toxicity of the fans coming at her, especially at BravoCon, like the booing and just sending like nasty messages on social media and just, you know, just, she basically said she wants to take a break from Housewives altogether. She said it's not a pause. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she didn't really say what that means, but I take it as she's saying she's not going away for just a season, done. Two seasons. Mm-hmm. She's going away for like 5, 6.
It's over for now.
Yeah. I think she, you know, wants to take control of her mental health, which I think is great. You know, her mom just passed away. She's going through a lot. And then, you know, I'm sure it can't be easy to have all this stuff about Kathy thrown at her. And, you know, and she did say that she talked a little bit about the alleged Aspen meltdown. And she said that, you know, she wasn't thinking in the moment to like whip out her phone and record Kathy.
Yeah.
You know, she was just in the moment, kind of freaked out. And she does wish that she had recorded it. But she also said that she wishes that the story, both sides of the story were told or shared more.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills. And that is how I felt as a viewer of the show, like ending the season. I felt like obviously we got Lisa's, account of the situation or her truth.
Yeah.
Kathy just denied it altogether. We didn't really see anything else. And I think Lisa, you know, she's obviously still standing by her, what she claims happened. And she wishes that we had seen, I guess, whether from footage or someone else maybe witnessed it, or Kathy at least maybe admitted to doing something, you know, like, we just didn't get, I think, the full story is what she was saying. And she's just had enough for now and she's taken that break. So,
yeah, I think she feels like it was like the story turned into her. She was the villain and Kathy was the hero, as opposed to just like they have two different opinions about what happened. And it's like they're going to agree to disagree. Clearly, someone is not telling the truth, or there could be lies kind of scattered in both of the stories. But I think it definitely came down to Team Kathy, we love Kathy, which necessarily isn't as much Bravo's fault. I think it's just that Kathy was so beloved after her first season that there was so much support, and Rinna had a lot of baggage with stuff that happened with Denise and stuff. So I think it was almost like this perfect storm, and not in a good way for her, of everything kind of just exploded. And it was, Rinna didn't have proof because there was no proof. There was no camera. She didn't record. And she's making accusations against the fan favorite, and there's no concrete evidence. And it's like, we've seen Rinna bring up, play a little dirty in the past. So there wasn't anything to kind of validate her, which is unfortunate if she is telling the truth. And I do believe that majority of her story is probably truthful. I don't think she just made things up out of thin air. Yeah. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but I do feel like maybe she has a better attitude about leaving the show now. I will never know if she really quit or if she was fired. I mean, it's a little surprising to me that like the reunion ended and she quit. That's what her story is, apparently, that they did the reunion and then she quit. I don't know if that's 100%, because that seems like she's just, I don't know, that kind of surprises me, because then it makes it seem like she doesn't want to deal with her side of the story versus Kathy's side. So who knows? That will probably never come to light, because Bravo might have their story, Lisa might have her story, and it could be like, it's not even clear. It could be like it had to do with the money. Did Lisa really want to go back? Did they really want her back? There could be, it could be much more complicated than she was fired or she quit. You know, there could be a gray area in between that, but it'll be interesting. I think we're going to get some Beverly Hills news soon about filming starting and who's in the final cast and who isn't, but I'm excited to see what comes. But I do think that we're going to get some final news, hopefully soon, within the coming weeks, as the winter we get through and they start coming in the spring, possibly.
Yeah, and just to a quick comment on the Kathy thing, I do think that if what Lisa claims really did happen and Kathy returns to the show, I kind of feel like the truth, not even the truth about that, but like the truth of maybe this whole like claim of Kathy's not who we think she is, I think it'll be exposed if that's the truth over time. It always happens.
I agree.
There's smoke, there's fire. So like you said, I'm excited to see what happens. I'm excited to see what the cast is going to be and with that. I want to move on a little bit to Andy Cohen actually did an interview with Chris Wallace, and he was called out for basically in November saying that he wished he wishes Jen Shah would not get any jail time. Now, this was after Jen pled guilty.
I thought it was before.
He said it was before, but he actually said it in November.
She pleaded guilty over the summer.
She pleaded guilty in July. He said it in November in an interview with Us Weekly. And he said it was in reaction to fans just constantly asking him, will she be back on the show next year? Will she be back?
Yeah.
And he said that he felt like his hands were tied and he basically just said, well, you know, I hope she gets no jail time. I hope she comes back to the show, but we don't know, you know. And Chris Wallace called him out and said, how could you wish this person who pled guilty to...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Defrauding innocent people, elderly people.
Yeah, elderly. Yeah, vulnerable.
Yeah, and how could you say that this person doesn't deserve any jail time? And
yeah,
Andy was a little confused, and he didn't know when he said that, but I did look it up. It was in November.
Interesting. He seemed like he didn't really recall that exact comment, so he was kind of sitting there almost, which, I mean, understandable, like that I'm sure happens.
I'm sure he was asked about it a million times over the last couple of years. He actually went on Instagram Live after the interview to clarify, because once he found out the context of it all, he couldn't remember during that interview when he said that, why he said it. So he obviously did some digging after the interview. He went on Instagram Live and he just explained it, and he, you know, said, I've been hounded by fans asking if she'd be coming back, and you know, I just said, you know, hopefully she comes back, you know, because he said he didn't know anything. At the time, we didn't know how long she'd be sentenced for, if she would get jail time. We knew she pled guilty, but, you know, and even he said, when you become friends with these people and stuff, you want to hope the best. And I'm not saying Jen's innocent at all, but I do. Sometimes people also plead guilty just to get a lesser sentence. Sometimes innocent 100%. Do. I'm not saying she's innocent at all. But I'm sure that that's maybe some of what, where, or why Andy's comments were what they were, but he retracted it. He now says she does deserve jail time, and, he agrees with the sentence, and so.
Well, hopefully we get more light to this whole situation, if he's doing, or maybe they already sat down and recorded a one-on-one interview. And we do know that they had bumped the Salt Lake reunion to start a week later, and that I'm hearing that there's two parts, but that there's like there descriptions for two parts, but it might be a third part, which would give them, that's like a month essentially, or 3 weeks to put the Jen interview together. If that did happen, even Andy teased that it was going to, and I wouldn't be surprised if Jen is agreeing to do the interview because it's her chance to speak and she loves the camera. This is like kind of her last hurrah before.
She actually posted, I think, last Friday, a picture
like Showtime or something, makeup, right?
All dolled up and
I
forget what she
and said. I think that
something like camera ready or something
that could have been the interview. I wouldn't be surprised. So I think it would be a nice, I think that fans and even Bravo and Andy themselves are definitely looking for closure from this Jen Shah situation. And I feel like we haven't gotten that, and I feel like the interview would be a good way. I mean, is she going to tell the truth? Who knows? And again, it's just going to be her side of the story, but I do think that people are interested in seeing and hearing more from her about exactly what happened and how she went a whole season but saying she was innocent, and the next thing you know, all of a sudden one day she wakes up, she pleads guilty, and it's like even the girls that she's closest with are shocked. Bravo shocked, the fans are shocked. So I definitely think there's, everyone's kind of clamoring for that final thing of like, okay, just set the record straight, even if she's gonna lie the whole time, let's just see what she has to say. And so fingers crossed, if Bravo can pull it off, hopefully we get that sit-down interview, because I think that a lot of people are really interested to see what she would have to say before she's not available. for a long, long, long time. And again, if she committed these crimes, which she pled guilty, so in the court of law, she's admitting that she did those crimes, those said crimes. Mm-hmm. Clearly, she deserves the jail time, and obviously our hearts go out to the victims, and it's a very unfortunate situation. And I think Bravo is probably not happy about it, considering she used their platform to lie for an entire two seasons.
I mean, she was uninvited before we gone, so.
Yeah, you literally used their platform to lie, mm-hmm. essentially, at least based on the fact that she pled guilty and she said she was innocent. So again, there could be more to that story, like you said, like the fact that she pled guilty in the court of law, does that mean that she actually is admitting to these crimes? We only will know if they do a sit-down interview. So fingers crossed.
Yeah. Another thing I got excited about this week was Real Housewives of the Potomac and Miami's episodes. Potomac was wild.
They're both really good. I do feel like Potomac, I honestly have noticed that, like, with all these Housewives shows, I kind of feel like they're at their best when they're on the cast trips.
Yes.
And I kind of, which I like, I get, but I kind of feel like that wasn't how it used to be. And that is like kind of something that I don't like love about the shows. Like, I feel like we're kind of only getting the majority of the drama, like when they're on the cast trips, which I get, but I feel like we're not even seeing like great excitement, like when they're in Potomac or when they're in said city, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that just has to do with the fact that like when they're on the cast trips, they have to deal with each other. And there's no husbands there. And there's no kids there. And they have to just scream at each other at the dinner table. But Potomac is really good. It seems like we're winding down with the season. It's been super, super exciting.
Yeah. They're actually filming the reunion.
They filmed the reunion. Yeah. So I'm really excited to see. I mean, it's been crazy with the Charisse and Karen stuff. It seems like there's a lot of holes in that whole situation, though. I mean, I feel like Charisse like knows stuff about Karen. I mean, there was a lot of accusations about. I mean, I think there was an accusation about her Karen going to rehab, which I thought came out of nowhere. I think they both, there's a lot of history with those two. And I think they both know things that have never been said or played out on camera that they're kind of getting jabs in with each other. And I feel like they almost like can't break the fourth wall. But I feel like the issues is like Charisse basically quote unquote started the show or was like the OG of the show. And now she's not the main character anymore and hasn't been on the show. And Karen is kind of the star now, and I feel like there's definitely issues there. And I think Karen's like upset that Charisse is kind of back in the fold and is filming, and like Karen doesn't really have a say in it because obviously Charisse is abided by you know, Bravo contract or whatever. So it seems like there's a lot of deep-rooted issues there for sure.
Yeah, and then there's the long-standing rumor that Karen's like seeing someone on the side, blue eyes.
We've heard this for years.
Yes, like, but I think they're finally going to
show yourself.
They're finally going to reveal his face, I think, on this week's episode. Oh. I mean, it was blurred in the trailer. I'm sure it'll be blurred in the episode.
No.
But the fact that like the cast is actually seeing a photo of someone excites me. I want to know who he is, though. And I want to know.
Poor Ray. I hope he's not Trill.
I know.
This isn't true. Because poor Ray, the poor thing, like doesn't do anything wrong. Doesn't raise his voice. The poor thing. He does not deserve that. But we've been hearing, I guess, when there's some of their fire, but we've been hearing about this blue eyes with Karen for a couple seasons now. And I think it's been a while. And I think that Charisse may have been the one to first make that accusation.
Bring it up a couple seasons ago at a reunion.
So I really feel like everything's coming to a head with those two that they've had a up and down dynamic since the very first, I mean, since the Potomac began. So it's wild. I will say in the Mexico episode or on this trip, I thought Candace had a really good put Ashley in her place with kind of basically calling Ashley out and how she maybe projects her relationship problems. I just feel like everyone's reaching for this Candace Chris Bassett situation. I mean, there's no footage of any of these accusations, and I'm sure the reunion, everything will be clarified because it just seems like people are just jumping on board and like random people that aren't even on the show are making accusations. And it's like gone a little too far, and it's like not even adding up because there's no proof in the pudding there. So
I hope producers are throwing shade back. They're like, no, Chris not looking at Deborah. Chris,
like, right. So it's like, what are we going by if there's no evidence there? I mean, they're just making things up to make things up. And so that's kind of been my issue with like what's going on at Potomac, but it's good. I mean, I love the cast.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Not as good as Miami, though. I think Miami's the best right now, for sure.
Miami was so good this week. I mean, how I just, like, literally screamed when Nicole sent that mirror invite to Larsa, or the dis.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was good. And Nicole knew that that was going to be a hit. Like, she was like, oh, people are going to eat this up.
His, like, genuine reaction to it. It's just like, that was gold.
Miami is just so good. With terms of Nicole and Larsa, I do understand, like, what Nicole says. Like, it's, Larsa can definitely get dirty with people. Like, she really hits, like Reza, apparently. Like, she really does hit below the belt. We saw her do it to Lisa when the season kicked off. We've seen her do it to Adriana. She does it to Julia. So I do feel like that's, like, Larsa's fighting tactics, where she goes Lisa dirty. Yes, and except, like, she's like, more...
I heard this, or I heard this. Like, she knows what she's doing. She knows what her job is. This is a TV show. Like,
she knows. Mm-hmm. We thank her for it.
Yes. Yeah.
But I just think the whole Miami cast is great, and they all bring it, and the dynamic between all of them is so interesting, because there's genuine friendships there that go back years and years and years, and all the new girls, it seems like, are really, like, making genuine friendships. So I just think Miami is, like, on fire, and I am, like, gonna be so sad when that season winds down. I think we're like about halfway, a little over halfway, but they haven't filmed a reunion or anything, but I just love Miami and everything that those girls bring. I love it.
I'm curious to see, we still will have some Lisa Lenny stuff still coming, because we still didn't
get
where he's in bed and she walks in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's soon.
He doesn't know he's being filmed, and then he sees the cameraman. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's probably, like, finale worthy, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Miami's just been great all around. There's not a bad episode. It's on fire. And I'm sure the cast will remain the same next season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just really good.
Absolutely.
Another thing we're gearing up for is Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip season 4.
Yeah. We're just skipping 3.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, season 3 is 4. I think debut in spring.
Yeah. I guess March or April.
Yeah, but they're already filming season 4. I'm guessing they're starting production this week, because Alex McCord from New York, who hasn't been on Real Housewives of New York City since, what was it, season 4?
Four of New York. So she really is out of the mix of
we haven't
reality television. She might be a fish out of, she's going to be a fish out of water, I think.
What she's been doing is, she's been going on Instagram for the last 7 days and posting, like, each cast member's name and asking fans to, like, fill her in on each person. And, like, what do I need to know about Caroline Manzo? What do I need to know about Camille Grammer, et cetera? And I think when it got to Brandi Glanville, Brandi, like, clapped back, and she's like, WTF, just watch YouTube, like, stop asking fans, stop looking for followers. Like, so I have it's a feeling they're going to definitely be feuding when they start filming. Yep.
Oh, for sure. I don't even know who Alex is
going to like Brandi.
I kind of feel like Alex might not like this experience. I mean, she hasn't been on television in a long, long time. She's lived a very secluded, separate life from all of this. And Girls Trip is
kind of it is very different from what it was when she was on.
And Girls Trip is a little, it's not like your life, and, like, you're going to events with your husband and your kids and stuff. I mean, Girls Trip, and let's be honest, these are all ex-housewives. They're going there to cause stuff, to get a contract, to go back. I mean,
This is their audition.
I really think that she could be a real fish out of water. Like, it really is an audition. I mean, look at Girls Trip 2. Half that cast is back or going to be back on television on their other show.
Yeah.
So I think that Girls Trip 4 is just going to be kind of, in a sense, another audition. I mean, I don't mind that, because I think it makes for good TV, and they're picking interesting people that we haven't seen on television. Like, I'd rather see these people that you're kind of throwing back in the mix, and the dynamic between all of them. But Alex McCord, I think, will be definitely the person to really pay attention to and to watch, to see how she adjusts with this. And I agree, just go on YouTube. It's 2023. There's a whole lot of, I mean, you just, like, best of, or who they fought with. Like, it's really not that. But again,
I honestly think she's just trying to engage with her fans, like Brandi said. Like, Brandi,
I think,
very outspoken, but she often speaks, she mostly speaks the truth.
Yep.
She knows exactly what Alex is doing. Even Alex posted, like, her Herman Munster.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Boots or whatever.
Oh, hysterical. Yes.
Boots that she wore in Morocco last time she was there.
I know. Sometimes Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. Yes. Girls Trip 4 is going to be really good. I mean, I know you're excited for Caroline Manzo. I'm excited to see what she brings, because this could be the prelude to her potential return back to Jersey. I honestly think it could be for her
in a way.
100%. It could be like the Tamara and the Taylor thing, where they're like on it and they're like, okay, you're good to go. Like, we want you back on a main franchise. So I'm excited for Girls Trip 4. Production looks like it's starting soon, probably by the end of January, the latest. So
yeah, I would say probably this week, but we'll see. Yeah. I heard last week, but the fact that
Alex Yeah, they definitely haven't left yet, I don't think.
Yeah, daily prepping for it. I think it'll be this week or next week. But I'm sure, you know, we'll be getting photos and stuff on social media. So
definitely,
we can talk about that next week. But before we go, I also want to tell our listeners to definitely make sure you tune in next week, because we are interviewing Real Housewives of Potomac star Robin Dixon, who has never been on the podcast yet.
Nope.
And she's coming straight off of the reunion. You know, they're filming this week, so we'll definitely ask her about that, what went down there, you know, any surprises or stuff like that. So tune in, we're excited for that, and we'll catch you all next week.
Yes, thanks guys.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.